Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Mostly sunny skies for Friday, brighter skies and slightly higher temperatures between 62 and 65 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
College Park is at 49 degrees, Fairfax City 49, National Mall 51. We could be down to 40 in the suburbs overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. The protesters say, despite a rule by the university they were supposed to leave at 7 tonight, they're staying put. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, now a Washington Commanders player, picked second overall in the NFL draft tonight.
A strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
And several local cops will soon be out of a job. It's 12 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Supreme Court justices heard 2.5 hours of arguments about former President Donald Trump's claim he has total presidential immunity. The hearing concerns the case charging that Trump tried to manipulate the 2020 election. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says the justices seem to underline the ramifications of the case extend far beyond the 2024 election.
Justice Kavanaugh talking about that. Justice Alito saying, you know, the specter of prosecuting former presidents. You know, we see that, you know, if we look around the world and you'll see people, you know, they throw them in jail after they, you know, lose an election. And so that, you know, could be kind of fundamentally undermining our democracy. But again, you also had the other side with other justices, again, emphasizing, but no president is above the law.
An appeals court overturned Harvey Weinstein's sex crime conviction in New York. His lawyer, Arthur Idala.
What the Court of Appeals, the highest court in the greatest state in the greatest country, said today is that, yes, no one is above the law, but no one is below the law either.
The NFL draft got underway tonight.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Commissioner Roger Goodell on ESPN. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war continue on college campuses tonight. There were arrests across the country, as CBS Texas reporter Jason Allen explains.
Campus crackdown at Atlanta's Emory University. Police tore down tents erected this morning, and some appear to be tased by police. Some students and faculty were led away in handcuffs.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony because of the ongoing demonstrations. A high school athletic director in Maryland has been arrested and charged with using artificial intelligence to get his principal falsely accused of racism. CBS News reporter Michael Toscano has the story.
Dezon Darien was in trouble with the principal of Pikesville High School over his work performance and a theft investigation. He learned his contract would not be renewed. Baltimore County detectives say Darien used artificial intelligence to create a recording using samples of the principal's voice. That made it sound as if the principal was disparaging black students and Jews.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 1203. Good Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome in. Partly cloudy this overnight, early morning. Chilly. Veronica says the low should be 40 to 48 by Friday daybreak. We're at 49 degrees in Washington now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour Friday morning ride. We begin the ride this morning with hundreds of students and faculty from schools across the region gathering on the campus of George Washington University on Thursday to protest against the war in Gaza. While university leadership said the encampment of people would need to be out by 7 p.m. last night, Protesters are still apparently out there this morning. 7 News reporter Carl Willis says the crowd has thinned out a bit this morning, but the university still intends, apparently, to clear out the encampment.
It sounds like their intention is to clear it out at some point, but I think they were being rather measured and trying to avoid the wrong kind of optics at this point, as we've seen across the country, Northeastern and USC, because at one point, officers were lined up about a block away, and we did see some metal barricades come in at one point, but just as quickly as they came in, they were carried back off. And again, that message came out right around 8 o'clock saying that they're still cooperating with D.C. police. They're still watching and that this is unauthorized and it violates several policies.
Keep it here on WTOP this morning as we will bring you the latest on this developing situation. WTOP at 12:04. Let's talk sports this morning. The Washington Commanders now have a brand new quarterback. The Burgundy and Gold took LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. Here's WTOP Sports Director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know, you know, it's people are hesitant, you know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now. Daniel seems very excited to get going.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. WTOP at 12:05, a scuffle involving hundreds of teens locally at National Harbor just last weekend has moved Prince George's County leaders to take action. Starting later today, this Friday, an emergency curfew is being reinstated in the area pending new legislation from the county council. WTOP's John Doman.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor,
Police Chief Malik Aziz,
officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions. And if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:06 Friday. 21 D.C. officers, we hear, will be out of a job later this month. Spokesman for the department says Friday morning that includes a dozen senior officers who will not have their contracts renewed. Those officers retired from the department but then returned. The department is pointing to a 2022 law passed by the D.C. Council banning police from appointing officers who have any serious misconduct in their background. The D.C. Police Union is calling it the worst piece of public safety legislation the D.C. Council has ever passed. The union says this morning some of these officers and their personnel matters go back more than 20 years. Montgomery County Police hope to expand the use of a program that deploys drones to respond to calls for service. WTOP's Kate Ryan with that.
The two drones as first responders in use in Montgomery County operate out of downtown Silver Spring and Wheaton. The average response time hovers around 1 minute, lower in cases when the drones are first on the scene. And Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos says in one case, they got a call.
Hey, this guy is gesturing like he has a handgun.
Well, they deployed the drone as first responder for a closer look.
We were able to zoom in and see it was a cell phone, and he was actually scrolling through social media and then pointing it at people again.
Police were sent to the scene, but the drone had, in effect, already de-escalated things. There are hopes to expand the program to the Gaithersburg-Germantown area. The county executive's proposed budget includes more funding for the program. That budget is under review by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It's Friday, April 26th. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us.
You're with WTOP. Back Dean Lane.
Where the time now is 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks 24-7, guaranteed. Our first midnight hit with Ken Berger this morning.
Thank you, Dean. They're making progress on the Beltway. First of all, in Prince George's County between Allentown Road and Branch Avenue on the inner loop. Now, three right lanes are blocked. That far left lane now open. Three vehicles involved in this accident. Delays remain from Suitland Parkway, but now you used to have that one left lane open to get by. And once you clear that accident scene, the ride to and across the Wilson Bridge is doing okay. Just be prepared, however, on the inner loop of the Beltway. They're still working with a broken down tractor trailer, but it looks like they're towing it out of the way as we speak, and traffic beginning to move a lot better now on the inner loop north of the Georgetown Pike, heading up to the Parkway, in which you cross over the river into Maryland. Be prepared for the road work over on the two right lanes blocked. This is on the approach to River Road, and so you got some delays coming north of Virginia. They start right around the Potomac River, it looks like, and you break free near River Road, and then no other issues to worry about on the Beltway in Montgomery County. And then the other accident we had working was down on the outer loop near Braddock Road. Looks like they're making a lot of progress with this one as well. Still see some flashing lights, but it looks like lanes have been reopened for the most part and not seeing any major delays coming south of the Little River Turnpike to Braddock Road. But south of Braddock Road is where you find some activity, and that is causing just a brief delay. But things are recovering on the Beltway in Virginia. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A chilly start this morning, but at least those clouds have been moving out, and I'm tracking a fantastic Friday because it's going to be mostly sunny later today and feeling a little milder than yesterday. 40 to 48 degrees your early Friday morning. Your afternoon, 62 to 65 degrees, and perfect weather if you have plans for going out this evening. A little on the cool side, but at least it's going to be dry. Tracking mostly cloudy skies and a chance for showers. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, we'll have highs around 65 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
48 in Rockville this morning, 49 Ashburn, 48 Fort Washington, 49 and Holding in our nation's capital. Midnight hour, Friday morning, April 26th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. Brought to you this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Friday morning at 12:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh with us this morning.
The government's first read on economic growth says it slowed to an annual pace of just 1.6%, sending the markets lower. The Dow finished the day down 375 points. That was a 1% loss. Red Lobster is looking for a buyer. Without one, the seafood chain will file for bankruptcy. Contracts signed to buy an existing home in March rose 3.4%, but compared to a year ago, were little changed. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And checking overseas, our first midnight hit this morning. Asian stocks higher across the board. The Nikkei is up by 283 points. The Kospi is up 28. The Hang Seng is up 328. And the Shanghai is up 24. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. We'll talk about inflation. Dig a little deeper on what the numbers look like this morning next on WTOP. It's 12:12. Good morning.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
Federal employees and retirees, as you serve for others, you deserve an association that serves for you. NARF is the only association dedicated to all federal employees and retirees and educates you on your federal benefits options so you can make the best decisions for your family. NARF experts provide critical guidance to maximizing the value of what you've earned. Plus, our advocacy work ensures that you receive all the benefits you've been promised. Join NARF today at NARFE.org.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
It's Friday, April 26th. Welcome in. Glad you're starting your midnight hour, early morning with us here at WTOP. If you're just joining us, you can look forward to being partly cloudy as we head towards daybreak. Bit chilly. Veronica says the low should be somewhere early Friday, 40 to 48 degrees. We are at, having dropped a degree, 48 in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. Time now on WTOP is 12:13.
This is WTOP News.
Some mixed numbers on the state of the nation's economy this morning. The Commerce Department says the total output of goods and services slowed down considerably in the first quarter of this year. But consumer spending is still considered strong, and so is the job market. Flesh this out this morning. We turn to Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com on WTOP to discuss the GDP numbers for the first quarter of this year.
We need to acknowledge that coming into the beginning of this year, the U.S. economy had been on a very robust run with respect to growth. And so one could say that was unsustainable. So surprise, surprise, it was not sustained. And so we delivered essentially an annualized growth rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of this year. And that really is in line with what the expectations for that quarter was as we came into the year. It's only that expectations had been rising as we got deeper into the quarter. That compares with an annualized growth rate of about 3.5% in the fourth quarter of last year. And we had a couple of things that subtracted from the calculations here, which shouldn't be of great concern to any of us, really. One was a rise in inventories, so that is a subtraction from GDP. And we also had more imports. And so the good news is that business spending accelerated in the latest quarter compared to the previous one, and consumer spending, which had been robust, simply cooled a little bit.
But consumers are still spending money despite the stubborn inflation. What's going on with that?
Consumers generally have to spend, and they've been spending at a rate that's essentially been above the inflation rate of late. And part of the reason for that is the very solid job market. And we've had unemployment below 4% for more than 2 years, longest stretch since the 1960s. We have a lot of tailwinds propelling us forward from a variety of federal initiatives, including the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a price to be paid for that in debt and deficits. That's another conversation. But the U.S. economy is still the strongest performer among the advanced economies in the world, a point that was reinforced by the International Monetary Fund in the last week.
When we have you on, we can't not ask about interest rates.
You want me to ask the question and answer?
Yeah. It feels like we're a broken record every time we have you on, right?
Right. So we do have a Fed meeting. It's a week from yesterday. So we'll have another announcement from our friends at the Federal Reserve. And they're not expected to change interest rates there. And as we've had more persistent inflation data, we're pushing the timeline deeper into the year for the possibility of a rate cut. So we're now thinking more along the lines of one or two rate cuts and perhaps no earlier than September. So we might have no news of a great deal of significance in terms of the rate moves themselves at the forthcoming Fed meetings.
That's Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com on WTOP, talking with Sean and Ann. Quick look at the top stories at TOP we're following for you Friday morning. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast, including locally. The Washington Commanders take LSU QB Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. And a curfew locally for teens goes into effect later today, this Friday, at the National Harbor in Prince George's County, coming after a huge fight there a week ago, last weekend. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
I mean, right up after traffic and weather this half hour.
Several people are dead after separate overnight shootings across D.C. at police headquarters. I'm Scott Gelman.
Good Friday morning, April 26th. Thanks for starting your morning with us. We're the time now on WTOP is 12:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Ken Berger with this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. The Beltway is recovering both in Maryland and in Virginia. In Maryland, in Prince George's County, the crash now just blocks one right lane. This is between Allentown Road and Branch Avenue. All the lanes to the left are open. This accident involved three vehicles, and now traffic beginning to ease quickly coming south of the Suitland Parkway, and then the ride across the Wilson Bridge into Virginia is doing just fine. And then on the inner loop all the way up to the American Legion Bridge, it's a good-looking ride now that that broken-down tractor-trailer north of the Georgetown Pike has been cleared out of the roadway. Not seeing any lingering issues because of that. And once you cross over the American Legion Bridge into Maryland, you'll find two right lanes are blocked north of Clara Barton Parkway to River Road. Traffic getting by to the left, a little bit sluggish, but the delay is not terribly dramatic at this time. And then the ride on the Beltway in Montgomery County is good. And then the outer loop of the Beltway, the accident around Braddock Road, mostly clear. It had some activity on the right shoulder. They have just left the scene, so looks like everything is open now on the Beltway in Virginia on the outer loop near Braddock Road because of that earlier crash, and not seeing any lingering delays. There is road work going on in Virginia on 95, including southbound two right lanes blocked between the Fairfax County Parkway and Lorton, and also in Dale City, two right lanes blocked between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road with brief delay past either of these scenes. Northbound 95 at US 17 Warrenton Road down in the Fredericksburg area, you've got the right lane blocked by the road work, work with a brief delay. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving out this morning, and we're going to be starting out with temperatures between 40 and 48 degrees. Later today, 62 to 65. That's a little warmer than yesterday, but it will be a much prettier day with sunshine, mostly sunny skies on tap, and a pretty nice evening, too, mainly clear with temperatures in the mid-50s. It's clouds for Saturday, a few showers late morning into the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s, mid-80s on Sunday under partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, the region right now, we're at 49 degrees in Manassas, 50 Metro Center, 47 Frederick, Maryland. We are at 48 degrees now in our nation's capital, brought to you this time around in the midnight hour, Friday morning, April 26th here on WTOP by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions, 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. Also coming up this morning on WTOP in the midnight hour.
Remembering the seven World Central Kitchen workers who died in Gaza.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 12:21.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
It's a vehicle with a lot of history. This is Jeff Gilbert with the Car Chronicles. As the Mustang celebrates its 60th birthday this year, the vehicle has a big space in Ford's archives.
We've pulled some of our favorite Mustang items out of our archival collection to sort of show the history of from the very first Mustang One concept all the way through the seventh generation Mustang that came out in 2024.
Ford archivist Courtney McAlpine showing me Mustang kitty cars, photos from movies with Mustangs, negatives of early concepts, even memos about the vehicle's founding.
The Mustang from the very beginning has been extremely popular and loved by people. It is one of the longest running nameplates that Ford has had. It's run for 60.
Ford has also kept the Mustang fresh with a number of special editions. With the Car Chronicles, I'm Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
It's Friday morning, April 26th. WTOP, thanks for starting your day with us. Time now is 12:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It was a violent Wednesday night midweek across D.C. Police say this morning three people were killed, two others injured in separate shootings across the city. WTOP's own Scott Gelman is hearing from police this week who say while violent crime numbers are actually down, they're
trying to get guns off the streets to avoid another summer crime surge.
There's just way too many guns out here in the streets in the hands of the wrong people.
Here at D.C. Police Headquarters, Commander Kevin Kentish says over about 2 hours Wednesday night into Thursday, there were three deadly shootings across the city. One was in Southeast, and police say the others were in the Deanwood and Petworth neighborhoods.
A lot of these cases require video review, so our detectives are still going through video and interviewing witnesses.
Police are still investigating possible motives and gathering information on potential suspects. Kentish explains at least one of the shootings was targeted.
Right now, we have no evidence that they're connected. They are all three are being investigated as independent homicides.
They're planning to put more officers in those areas, but Kentish says they're focusing on getting guns off the street before the weather warms up.
We all need to work together to kind of get this under wraps.
In downtown D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
And police say this morning two people injured in one of those shootings are expected to survive. Let's talk transportation on WTOP Friday morning, specifically Metro. Get ready to pay more for that ride. The transit agency approving its budget now for next year and will avoid the drastic service cuts it threatened back in December, we're told now. But it is raising fares by 12.5%, as well as freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up to $2.25. The max will be $6.75. At Thursday's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for Metro.
Not perfect, and until there's a adequate funding source for WMATA long-term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two, but the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both D.C. and Virginia still needing to approve their own budgets. We turn now to a celebration of life at the National Cathedral for the seven World Central kitchen workers killed in Gaza. Our story from WTOP's Kyle Cooper Friday morning.
Hundreds gathered at the cathedral in celebration of the aid workers, including World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres.
In the worst moments, the best of humanity shows up. Saif, John, Jacob, Somi, Jim, James, and Damien. They were the best of humanity.
He called the seven who died and all who try to ease suffering the light in the darkness. Words of hope from Scripture were also offered by Cardinal Wilton Gregory.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
The seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli army airstrike on their convoy. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's check in now with Rob this morning.